Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Single in Your City. This is a nightly show where we talk about everything from mild to wild in the life of those that are living single. We're always looking for hot topics, and we're also open to interviews with other people within the community that are living single and doing great big things. If you'd like to be interviewed on a show or be a possible guest in the near future, please contact us on our website at livingsingle.org or find us on Facebook at Living Single Across America or hit us up on Instagram at Living Single AA.
Hello, fellow listeners. This is your girl, Alexis, and may I just say it is nice to be back here on Living Single in America. How are you guys doing tonight? How are you holding up? These are some crazy times we are living in, and dating was already hard enough before this pandemic came around. Now, unfortunately, it looks like the pandemic is still here, and it's not going anywhere soon, so does that mean dating has come to a halt? No, it has not. However, we do believe in social distancing for your own protection and wearing masks when you go out in public. So what are the creative ways for you to date while still maintaining that social distance? Well, before the pandemic, dating would mean you would meet somebody in public and do an activity together. There are still plenty of activities that you can do even with restaurants now limiting how many people can be inside or outside dining. You can take a walk together while still maintaining that 6 feet apart. You could take a hike together. You can do all sorts of activities. But what I found really interesting is with today's technology, there are programs such as Skype, such as Zoom, where you can have a face-to-face meeting with somebody, but through a webcam. So when you meet someone and or if you are currently dating and social distancing has prevented you guys from meeting up or doing any sort of activities you normally would do, have you thought about a cooking virtual date where you just take your tablet and you go into your kitchen and your partner go to their kitchen, you make dinner together. You decide on the menu ahead of time. You make sure you have all the ingredients and you just cook together while you can watch each other cook. You can mingle, you can have a conversation, and it's as if that person is in your kitchen, right? Another creative way to date is to have a virtual coffee date. Anything that you can do in person with a little ingenuity can be done virtually through a webcam. Or sometimes what you can do is just use your own imagination. Like the mind is a tool where you can take your mind places, where you basically can just, you know, have your partner on the phone, dim down the lights, clear your mind, and just use your words to take your partner to a special spot or to do things to your partner that you would love to be doing to them in person if only you could, right? What happens to those of us who aren't quarantined together with a partner and our partner isn't here, you kind of have to figure out ways to keep things happening. While dating doesn't come to a halt just because COVID is here, you gotta use your imagination. And I want to encourage everybody out there, single or not, dating or not, to find creative, new, ingenious ways to date. Because I saw an article the other day where this person had given up all hope because of the pandemic. Well, he went online, he met a person, he met his now current partner, where they basically did so many things through Zoom and or Skype, where they did virtual tours of places, pretending they were there in person, cooking dinner together, like I had mentioned, taking hikes together while 6 feet apart. There are so many things that you can do. I would hate for you listeners to lose encouragement just because this pandemic is here. The last thing I want to mention is, if you are single and you don't have a date, take yourself on a date, right? A date does not necessarily mean that you have to go out. It means you can take yourself on a mental date. You could take a date to yourself where you pamper yourself at home. There are plenty of ways that you could take yourself on a date. Me personally, I am not single, but my man is not here. My man lives elsewhere in the country. So what I mean by taking myself on a date is sometimes I would just go online and I find pleasure at visiting zoos. And there is a great zoo by where I live, and there are cameras there where you can watch the caretakers take care of animals, where you can watch animals do their own kind of thing. And that's how I take myself on a virtual tour, and I just sit there, eat some popcorn, I drink some wine, and that's how I mentally calm myself down and take myself on a date. Well, what about you? Like, are there creative, ingenious ways for you to take yourself or to go on a date with your partner that I have not mentioned? I would really honestly love to hear all about it and stuff like that, and hopefully we can learn about these things together, because I think it's so important that we don't let this pandemic rule our lives. We should continue to live our lives the way we see fit, despite the pandemic. Well, unfortunately, listeners, that is all the time we have for tonight on Living Single. I sincerely hope that you find my words encouraging and to find yourself in a situation where you get to use your creativity to take yourself on a date or you and your partner on a date. Good night.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.